It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Wakey, wakey.
Time to get up.
Good morning, citizens.
Up and at them.
Rise and shine.
This is your wake-up call, people.
Come on, the coffee's on.
We're going to get you guys circulating on Christian radio.
I understand young people. I know what's hip. I know what's on. I know what's lit. I know what's fleet.
What's up, my nerds?
Nerds! I work with a bunch of nerds.
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
Rise and shine, nerds.
Welcome to the Backroom Morning Show, a part of the Love Thy Nerd podcast network and the official exclusive morning show for LTN Radio. I'm Radio Matt. I'm the station manager for LTN Radio. I'm a third generation radio dude and a lifelong nerd. Also, when I was in high school, I was in a punk rock band called Shifty 150. No way. Table 13. That's what it was before I joined. Either way, both names were terrible.
And I'm Mo, the shorter yet louder and some might even say smarter counterpart of the back row. I'm a wife, mom, and super fan of all things Friends. And I am also the world's best procrastinator. It's just a fact.
Best?
Yeah, best.
Worst?
No.
No, best.
Best.
Because you're good at it.
I'm good at it. And I don't allow it to like boil over into my family, you know? Like when people tend to get procrastinate and then feel pressured, then it tends to mess with their emotions. And I have come a long way
in bottling up your emotions.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Today on the show, Monopoly gets a little preachy.
We've also got Junk Food Tuesday, whoop whoop, a taste test, Ask Us Anything, and 5 Random Facts, and of course more.
Of course. First, today is Tuesday, April 6, 2021, and we've got some holidays to celebrate.
That's right. Today is National Siamese Cat Day.
I mean,
meow.
I'm not honey.
Hey.
Cats are.
No, no. Listen. Mm. I had a Siamese cat in high school. Mm. Her name was Noelle, and she was the best cat ever. Siamese cats are the most vocal of all cats, and so you can actually teach them to speak and say actual words.
Huh?
It's a true story. Yes.
Like parrots?
Yes. Yeah. They will meow in word form. Mm-hmm.
I don't believe you.
You don't have to.
I'll research it. I'm sure if it's a true thing, it's on YouTube.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It's also National Student Athlete Day.
You got one of those.
I do have one of those. I mean,
two of those.
Yeah, I got two of those.
Two of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
One's an esports guy, so I mean.
It's true. He wanted to be, you know, the high school actually has an esports team.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And he wanted to be on the esports team, but everything that they are playing, he hates.
Oh.
So he was like, forget it. It's not worth it. It's not worth my time. And it's also National. Dang.
Sorry.
Knock the stuff off your desk day. No, it's not that day. But it's National Sorry Charlie Day. Sorry, Charlie.
Now, that one is based off of the Starkist tuna mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who, strangely enough, wanted to be slaughtered and put in a can. And like, you're just not quality enough. Sorry, Charlie. And so he went and he would eat the good tuna.
That really is what the commercial is all
about.
It's
like a really messed up story when you think about it.
Man.
All right. Well,
sorry, Charlie.
We've been doing Onion or Not Onion for, I would say, nearly a year now, as a game. And so this week I'm taking a break. I don't know if it's permanent, but this week we're taking a break from making it a game because Mo's gotten really, really good at it. I think last week was the first time she got one wrong in months. So
listen, I'm honestly thinking it was at least a year since the last time I got one wrong.
Hey, and over on Twitch, we've got people watching, and Silver Soul Streams just subscribed for 2 months. So thank you for that.
Hey.
We always record our Tuesday show on Twitch, twitch.tv/LTN on air. And we would love for you to watch it. Usually Friday nights, sometimes Saturday mornings, sometimes just random times throughout the week when we can cram in recording.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I've got two stories here. This segment's just going to be called Not the Onion. Stories that are crazy, that sound like they could be onion, but they're not. Mm. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
First one. Woman makes $4,000 a month selling videos of herself farting. That's not what you think. They're not, like, inappropriate, like, raunchy videos of any kind. She's very fully clothed, not inappropriate at all. It's just her with her camera face towards herself. Let one rip. Remember that guy? It was like the first month we were doing the morning show back in 2018.
Okay.
There was that security guard that had gotten super popular on Instagram.
Yes.
For recording himself farting, and then he got fired because he got so popular.
Paul Farting?
We called him Paul Flart.
Yeah.
He missed a trick because he could have been getting paid for his content.
He could
like
have
this
been.
Married mom of two who makes $4,000 a month just vlogging clips of herself farting.
All right.
I'm not going to play the clip, but it does give you a free clip here. Emma Martin, 48, former travel agent, has been flatulence camming, which is the term for it, since 1999. And she now charges $4.99 a month for people to view her exclusive bottom burping content. Her diet is specifically designed to help her perform, with Emma saying, "I eat a lot of salad, asparagus, and avocados. I also eat lots of Mexican food. One of my favorites is coleslaw and baked beans mixed together. I eat a lot of that, too." The devoted mom from Rock Hill, South Carolina, is careful
good grief.
To only record her videos when her family isn't in the house. She continued, "My husband knows, but he's not into farts at all. No one else in my family knows. I don't think they would approve, but I'm a grown woman."
Carolina girls.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
You know, the
She's
song
a pro,
is...
though.
Party like it's 1999, not farting like it's 1999.
I mean, since 99, that's what?
Get it together, Emma.
That's over 20 years. She's been doing this for 22 years. Oh my gosh. Hey, all right, we got some more people jumping in. We got your son watching.
We got your son watching.
Your son.
Hi, my son. You're going to have to keep me updated on the stream because...
Brian says, imagine having to document where your income comes from when you have to say you fart on camera for a living.
Right? I mean, anyway, you're going to have to keep me updated as to the stream.
Are you contactless and glassesless?
Yep, I left the house without my glasses, so...
Your
here's
son
to
replies,
hoping I can read all night.
Your son replies, hello, my mom. All right, and our last Not the Onion story. The agency that controls U.S. nukes had its Twitter account accessed by a child.
Of course.
An unintelligible tweet made by the U.S. Strategic Command on two Sundays ago. Or no, this was last Sunday. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not yesterday, but there we go. Was produced by a small child, the Daily Dot has learned. U.S. Strategic Command is responsible for the U.S. nuclear arsenal. Did I say nuclear?
Nuclear.
Ever since George Bush said it the wrong way, I've always said it the wrong way.
What's the word?
Huh?
What's the word? Nuclear, right?
It's nuclear, yeah, okay. But I keep saying nuclear.
Okay.
Stirred confusion after releasing a tweet that appeared to be gibberish. Semicolon L, semicolon, semicolon, G, M, L, X, Z, S, S, A, W. The tweet was deleted shortly afterwards. They issued an apology and a follow-up tweet asking users to disregard the previous post. But given their role, Twitter users began joking, or even some in the QAnon community.
Oh, of course.
Which I happened to check. Thought that they had inadvertently sent out a nuclear launch code. Nuclear launch code. uh, Of course, just an accident. The person in charge of the Twitter account was working from home and learned that their child had accidentally gotten onto the computer and tweeted.
I'm not surprised. I'm not.
They replied, absolutely nothing nefarious occurred. No hacking of the Twitter account or anything. This post was discovered and noticed to delete it occurred almost immediately. So we're covered. We're not. Remember when Hawaii got that message? Like they sent out that emergency alert. Yes. Said, this is not a drill.
Yes.
Incoming missile and all this kind of stuff. And then they had to, 18 minutes, I think, passed before they were like, oh, gosh, it was a mistake.
It was a drill.
Can
it
you
was
imagine?
A drill.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I bet everybody's a little bit on edge, even if you're not a part of the conspiracy theory crowd. I bet it's late, guys. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, are you okay?
We're recording this really late on Good Friday as it stands. But yeah, I can see. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a break here. I'm going to gather my composure. And when we come back, it is Junk Food Tuesday.
Stick around. Make the time. Every morning when we wake up, we have several choices before us. And many times those choices are a this or that situation. Do I have time for breakfast or a shower? Do I want to dress up or dress down? Do I have time to grab a coffee or do I need to wait until lunch? Did I make time to visit with God or am I running late? And that's all within the first hour of our day. Our day is full of this or that scenarios causing us to choose between two things that are seemingly important to us, but we just don't have the time to squeeze both in. And let's be honest, choices are tough. There's this pressure placed upon us, not entirely sure from whom, to fill our days with the most important things and siphon out the seemingly unnecessary. Sadly, it seems as though people often become the item we all filter out and feel validated in our choice by saying something like, I'm just too busy. The fact of the matter is, we're all busy. Everyone's lives are full and our plates are overflowing, but to love God is to love His children, and to love His children is to make time to invest in relationships. Without making the time for relationship, how can we bear one another's burden? How can we expect to make disciples if we're closed off to relationships? Lastly, let's not forget the encouragement we find in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Do not neglect to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Remembering not only the importance of encouraging each other, but also making time to meet together. Being both hospitable and relational is, in fact, who God desires us to be.
Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
Today on the show, Monopoly's getting a bit preachy. But coming up next, it's Junk Food Tuesday.
But before we do anything else, I've got five random facts for you. According to the Vatican, the Pope's entire body must be buried intact because his body belongs to the Universal Catholic Church. Therefore, he can never be an organ donor.
Oh, okay. I'm like, do they be cutting up all the other saints when they stuff when they bury them? I get it. You can't donate organs. That makes much more sense. Look, the catacombs were really short back then, and we just have to fold them over.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Or
it's a true story.
Tops and bottoms.
Wow.
Oh, that's morbid. I'm glad Brian thought the same thing.
I've been to the Roman catacombs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And walked through the entire thing. Yeah. It's kind of cool, honestly. Very creepy, but cool.
Yikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I do it, but still. Yikes.
Yeah. That's exactly how I felt. I was like, I don't know why I'm doing this, but it's going to be something to tell one day, I think. I hope. I don't know. The National Toy Hall of Fame inducted the stick as likely the world's oldest toy.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the stick can be anything, guys.
Yeah, exactly. Bananas will grow blue under a black light. Mm-hmm. It's due to the pigment in the peel.
Okay. See, in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, because it's a black light. It messes up all the colors. But I was thinking the light is on. But you're saying when you turn it off, it'll still be blue.
Mm-hmm. Got
it.
Yeah.
Gross.
Good grief. Based on ancient...
Hold on. Wait. It messes up pigment?
Yeah. In the banana peel.
Just in the banana peel? Yeah. Oh, so I couldn't like...
Right. We're not
hold it over my arm for an hour and...
Right. We're not going to turn blue.
Darn.
Different kind of pigmentation.
That would be like a no ink tattoo kind of thing. That,
it would be.
It'd be neat.
Kind of cool. Based on ancient documents, Egyptian women urinated on wheat and barley seeds to determine if they were pregnant or not. And it proved to be accurate 70% of the time.
Weird.
Yeah.
Also, Brian in the chat says, there goes my idea to become a tall Smurf. That's a good
Sorry to rain on your parade there. And lastly, Neil Armstrong's hair was sold for $3,000 in 2004. The buyer, John, I can't say his name, Reznikoff? Yeah, John Reznikoff, holds the Guinness World Record for the largest collection of hair from historical celebrities. We should all be worried about him.
Yeah.
Just saying.
You guys, okay, that's gross. Hey, there's one thing that Mo and I can't deny, and it's that we love junk food.
Fact.
And each week.
I
cannot talk today.
Each week.
We like to discuss new and upcoming junk foods that have been spotted in stores or recently announced.
And then later on in the show, we've got a taste test.
Mm-hmm. First up, Trix Treats.
Ooh.
Which is a fantastic title for a product. But it's a cereal bar, you know, standard cereal bar. They put it into a little log shape and dip it in that weird milk cream thing, and then you eat it.
Okay.
Simple as that.
Okay.
This one, filed under, is the Pillsbury Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavored cinnamon rolls? I mean, it would have to be distinctively flavored, right? Like, you would have to eat it and say, this tastes exactly like that cereal, not just like cinnamon.
So there's probably not going to be any icing.
I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, Cinnamon Toast Crunch doesn't have icing. It's more cinnamon and brown sugary.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also a cinnamon roll. You put icing on cinnamon rolls. I've never seen like
Listen, if it comes with icing, then I'm really calling their bluff. This is not.
This is a trick.
Exactly.
This is a prank.
It's April Fool's joke. Just a couple days late.
Oh, man. All right. We got new Pop-Tarts coming out in lemon cream pie, peach cobbler, banana cream pie, and tropical mango flavors.
Okay. Lemon cream pie and peach cobbler, I am all about.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. But listen, we ain't buying Pop-Tarts in my house no more.
Why not?
Let me tell you why not. Okay? And he's on, right? I don't know if he's still watching or not.
No.
Boy, you might hope. Be. You hope. You better hope you're watching and listening because here. Went grocery shopping last Thursday night with Topher, my oldest. He was very helpful. The entire time was great. But I get to the checkout line and I pull out a box of S'mores Pop-Tarts that I did not put in the cart. Okay.
And hey, that's a classic kid thing. Right
there. Yeah, of course. He had ran and got a thing of butter for me that I had forgotten. So when he comes back, I was like, hey, saw your S'mores Pop-Tarts. And he's all, I didn't put those in there. I don't know where they came from. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. He gets legitimately mad at me for accusing him of putting these S'mores Pop-Tarts in our cart. Like, he is shaking his head and rolling his eyes. I didn't do it, Mom. I didn't. Okay, whatever. So I drop it. Okay. Friday afternoon, I come home, open up my pantry. There are two S'mores Pop-Tarts left in that box. Less than 24 hours and that boy has ate the majority of that box of Pop-Tarts. I am not buying Pop-Tarts anymore. It's not happening. Just saying.
All right. Carry Next on. Up. Lucky Charms Marshmallow Clusters, which is essentially that Rice Krispie Treat cereal. Do you remember that? Where it was like chunks.
Yes.
With the Lucky Charms marshmallows in it. Because they have discontinued the Rice Krispie Treat cereal. So Lucky Charms is picking up the pace.
What? Rice Krispie Treat cereal? They discontinued it?
Yeah. Not Rice Krispie cereal.
Okay.
Rice Krispie Treat cereal.
Okay.
You're caught up now.
My heart sank a little.
Dollar General has a new exclusive retro design for Cap'n Crunch. Anybody who's interested.
Okay, cool.
Pepsi made a special Peeps flavored Pepsi soda for a giveaway that happened last week. And they didn't call it Peepsy.
That's sad.
Call it Peepsy, you cowards.
I mean,
you missed a perfect opportunity.
Absolutely. I'm in agreement here.
But then again, a marshmallow flavored Pepsi. Nah.
I'm good,
y'all. Reese's is coming out with peanut butter carrots for no reason.
Just because. Just,
hey, what's another shape? What's a shape we could use this month?
The egg wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm. And they have two kinds of eggs. They have like the flattish eggs that are the same as like the pumpkins and the whatever they do throughout the year, the trees, you know, that style. And then they have the actual egg-shaped eggs with the hard chocolate. Like,
homie,
ain't that enough?
They got three kinds of eggs.
They got another kind of egg?
They got an egg with Reese's Pieces inside of it.
Okay, but that's still the flat kind.
Well,
but that is the best kind.
I was impressed.
It's so good.
I was impressed.
It's so good.
I bought it accidentally and bit into it and was like, what?
Yeah, they're doing that with all of those seasonal ones. They're coming out with that as well. And
it's good.
So good.
It's good, y'all.
All right, Icy is coming out with float tubes.
Okay.
Red cherry or blue raspberry flavored Icy mixed with vanilla ice cream in a little push-up tube.
That sounds good.
Could be pretty decent. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Branches has chocolate covered jelly beans
that's
out for
branches.
Easter.
That's not branches. That's Brock's.
Brock's.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You told me this. But like, I've watched several videos about these kind of candies and they all say Branches.
There is a Branches brand, but this is Brock's.
Is this different?
Yes.
Oh. My bad. You sure I didn't just misspell it?
I hope not.
One of those two is coming out with chocolate-covered jelly beans for Easter. The chocolate mix has cherry, strawberry, and raspberry jelly beans dipped in chocolate.
Jelly beans?
I don't know.
I don't like to... Oh. I got to tell another story real quick.
Sure.
And it's another Topher story.
Okay.
From the same grocery trip. Okay. He said that he is my most healthy child because he prefers fruit-flavored candy over chocolate candy. And that fruit-flavored candy is more healthy, obviously,
that's
because it has fruit in it.
Not true at all.
So this kind of reminded me of him. These jelly beans are no longer healthy because they're now covered in chocolate. So, you know, it negates the whole fruit aspect of them.
Oh, that's funny.
Straight up calling him out.
All right. New mystery flavored Twizzlers are hitting the shelves nationwide this spring.
You really can't talk
today. I can't
talk.
They are purple, but they are not grape flavored. So... what are they? And does the color actually coordinate with the flavor? Who knows? I don't know if this is some sort of a contest like Oreo has done in the past or Peeps have even done in the past, but I'm sure you'll find out if you see the package. birthday cake fruity pebbles cereal. So birthday cake pebbles, essentially, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Pebbles as a brand.
Okay.
The cereal's coming out.
Cool.
I thought they had already done this.
Oh, I don't But I don't remember it.
Everything I've seen says it's brand new. It's never been done.
And I know everything. So
I don't know. The Red Bull Coconut Edition now is available in a sugar-free version.
I like the coconut Red Bull.
The Round Table Pizza Place has a new street taco pizza. It's topped with charred corn, chorizo, tomatoes, crema, crispy tortilla strips, green onions, three cheese blend, and mild salsa roja sauce. Fresh lime wedges are included on the side to spritz. What do you think of that one?
You know what I think of this one. All of our listeners know what I think of this one. Stop messing with pizza. Stop. Just because pizza is good and street tacos are good, we don't need to mix the two.
Pizza Hut's April Fool's prank this year was on their app. They had a like a sandwich, which was a personal deep dish pizza, 8 bone out wings as the meat, and another personal deep dish pizza. And I'm like, I'd order it.
Okay, then.
Arby's has new crinkle-cut fries permanently on their menu.
Okay.
Regular, non-seasoned crinkle-cut fries.
But if I'm going to go to Arby's, I'm getting the curly fries.
Which brings their potato options up to 3. Because they have the curly fries.
Oh, they have the wedges,
and they
huh?
have the potato. No, they have potato cakes. Hash browns, essentially, all day. Yeah. My dad always got those. He liked those potato cakes.
Potato cakes.
Whataburger has a new Cobb salad. Warm diced chicken, your choice of grilled water chicken or spicy chicken. Served with shredded carrots, shredded cheddar cheese, 3 bacon strips in pieces, grape tomatoes, and a sliced hard-boiled egg over a bed of red Roma lettuce blend.
Okay.
I mean, you're not going to get a salad at Whataburger.
I would.
Why?
Because I'm...
Why?
You know why. Because I'm not a fan of Whataburger. Give me In-N-Out.
That's a good point, Oriole. When did salad become junk food? I don't know, but I do know that most of you people who are eating salads from fast food places are eating just as much calories as you would have if you got a burger value meal.
I just need to know what you mean realize. By you people.
All right, I got one right. It's just perfect for you. Are you
great.
Ready?
Great.
Taco Bell is testing 3 new items. 2 in Columbus, Ohio, and 1 in Houston, Texas. First up, it's the $1 spicy taco. There's actually 3 varieties, a mild jalapeno, medium chipotle, and white hot ranch.
It's Chris's nickname in high school.
White hot heat. Secondly, the chicken enchilada grilled cheese burrito. Featuring marinated white meat chicken, seasoned rice, 3 cheese blend, crunchy red strips, enchilada sauce, and reduced fat sour cream wrapped in a warm flour tortilla and topped with a layer of grilled cheese. All for just $2.99. Those are the ones in Columbus. The one in Houston, they've got a grilled cheese stacker. Featuring seasoned beef, 3 cheese blend, mozzarella cheddar, and pasteurized Monterey Jack, and American cheese. That's a 4 cheese blend.
Hmm?
It says 3 cheese blend, but that's 4 cheeses.
But then continue reading.
And a nacho cheese sauce folded in a flour tortilla and then folded again with Taco Bell's stacker trifold. For the grilled cheese effect, the 3 cheese blend is grilled on top of the tortilla. 4 cheese blend.
It's a 5 cheese blend. 5 well, cheese because it got nacho cheese
well,
up
in it.
Well,
the nacho cheese isn't blended into the shredded cheese. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So that's not blended in. It's blended in your mouth, but not when they make it. Anyway.
I guess.
That last one actually sounds kind of good. And I liked their normal grilled cheese burrito when they had it.
I don't like burritos.
That's right.
That's why I think
you don't
the one.
Burritos.
Yeah. I think the one in Ohio was trying to fool people like me.
It's not a burrito.
It's an enchilada.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. 7-Eleven is selling Peeps marshmallow-flavored lattes right now. Speaking of Peeps, Peeps has teamed up with Green Giant.
Green Giant.
To create cauliflower-flavored bunnies. Cauliflower-flavored marshmallow bunnies. This is real. This is a real thing. This is not an April Fool's joke. And lastly, super premium ice cream brand Serendipity partners with Warner Brothers to release a new Friends television series inspired ice cream pint. The Friends Central Perk Almond Fudge features dark chocolate covered almonds and fudge swirls and a coffee ice cream.
Why almond fudge, y'all? Why almond fudge? Like, seriously, they could have done like Gunther's something or other.
Well, it was Central Perk. That's the.
Yeah. But
you can't have Friends Central Perk Gunther's almond fudge.
Yeah, they could.
It's too much. It's too many.
No, but I'm saying there's no need for almond fudge. Almond fudge doesn't. It has no meaning.
Central Perk Gunther's blend.
Or it could have been Rachel's English trifle. That would have been a good one. Yep. Mm-hmm. or Joey's. Oh, what was it? Joey's special, which is two large pizzas. Joey's special ice cream.
Joey doesn't share ice cream.
Yeah. See? Like, they dropped the ball. Why almond fudge, guys? That doesn't make any sense. There's like, no reason for it.
I can't win with you. I thought you'd really like that last one.
I'm excited about it.
I don't sound. You don't. You sure don't sound like you're excited about it.
That's fair.
Let's do it. All right. Main topic for today.
Oh. We got a main topic.
Monopoly is scrapping what they call outdated community chess cards for a more, 2021 flavored thing.
Flavored?
I'm trying to not be offensive.
Okay.
It's
keeping with 2021?
Yeah, in keeping with the way the society seems to be trending.
I get it.
After 85 years of cheap hospital bills, moderate stock earnings, and maturing Christmas funds, whatever that means, Hasbro now plans to bring Monopoly into the increasingly social conscious 21st century. The game maker has decided to update its 16 community chess cards, which featured outdated prompts such as winning a beauty contest, actually receiving a tax refund, or the now rarely seen bank error in your favor. In their place are more contemporary cards that evoke community service and social awareness. And swaps could include a reward for shopping local all week, rescuing a shelter pet, or helping tend the community garden. But Hasbro wants players to decide which to include via voting, and in the next segment, Mo and I are going to go through them all and vote. But it's, and you'll see, because I've seen some of these in advance, while I understand the direction they're wanting to go, It doesn't make sense with the point of the game.
Okay.
Because the point of the game is to take everybody's money. It's Monopoly. That's the only reason. This game is the only reason any of us knows what that word means. And it's not necessarily a nice word.
Yeah, that's true.
So
it's not life. It's not life.
It's not the game of life. It's not Sunday School Answers, guys. It's...
Like, I can see those Monopoly cards being useful in life. That would be...
Right? Those would work in the game of life.
Yeah. They would. But you're exactly right. Monopoly isn't there to teach us how to be well-rounded, upstanding citizens.
Yeah. So we'll go through these. It's going to be fun. So stick around, and you can kind of pick along with us which one you think, if any, deserve to go in the new lineup. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Mo and I will vote on the new Monopoly cards.
Stick around, guys.
This week in Nerd History, could it be Satan? This one's for the tech nerds. On April 5th in 1995, Dan Farmer and Weiss Venema released to the internet the Security Administrator tool for analyzing networks, known by its acronym, SATAN. SATAN is a network scanner for investigating the vulnerability of remote systems. Designed for use by network administrators, the program would soon generate controversy over the ethics of freely releasing powerful security tools to the general public. And it didn't please the church lady one bit either. I'm Radio Matt. See you next time for more. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show. I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo. And today, Monopoly is changing with the times.
Yeah, but first, before we get back to the topic of the day, we've got a taste test.
Dun, dun, dun. And Matt got to pick it this week. I'm slightly terrified.
Are you going to read your part?
Now, while our normal audio morning show is the main version of the show, we do record our Tuesday shows on the LTN Twitch channel, either the Friday night or Saturday morning before. We interact with Twitch, share some bonus stories, and of course, they get to see our taste test live. Visit twitchltnonair.com and give us a follow.
twitch.ltnonair.com.
Oh, yeah, there is a dot there, but I can't see it.
Of course, if you don't catch it, we will put the highlights and the taste test up on our YouTube channel, so you can follow us there too, youtube.ltnonair.com. Now let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
It's Taco Bell cheese crisps. Taco Bell cheddar crisps, taco supreme flavor.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It's like a potato chip, sort of?
It's a cheese chip. Cheese chip, y'all.
Okay.
Cheese chip that tastes
like tacos. So this is keto friendly, right?
Very much so.
A cheese chip?
Mm-hmm. 3 carbs per 20 crisps.
Dang!
So, yeah. Very keto friendly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm going to take a couple.
Yeah, these could be very, very good.
Oh, I just stuck it up my nose trying to smell it.
Got these at Walmart. They were hidden in the cracker aisle, but I got them. Not with all the other cheddar things that they have over like in the deli area.
It smells good. All right, had a good sip. Let's go. Okay. That's pretty good.
A little ASMR for you guys. That's not bad. Woo! Woo! Heavy cheese aftertaste, of course, because it's nothing but cheddar.
But, that is good.
Not bad.
No, not bad at all.
Could be a little heavier on the taco flavor.
Yeah. You only get it, like, a small bit of it right at the end. Mm-hmm. But
that's better than most of the cheese crackers that I have tried.
Yeah.
Like they have Parmesan crisps that were all right, but they get heavy and rich really quick.
Really quick.
And you don't want to eat them anymore.
Yeah. Those are good, though. I'm impressed.
Yeah. So, yeah, again, found these at Walmart. It even says keto-friendly snack on the top. I didn't even see
that.
Keto-friendly. Very good stuff. Mm-hmm. I do like to put these, like, in salads in place of croutons.
Oh, smart. Yeah.
For keto-friendly. Mm-hmm. Or just for anybody. I mean, you don't got to be on keto to enjoy a good cheddar cheese crisp. No, that's a whole rabbit trail of jokes I'll go down, and I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it.
Good self-control.
Right, Taco Bell. Good job. Like I doubted you, Taco Bell. I don't doubt you.
Hey, you know what? Taco Bell. I don't want you to take this. I don't want to take them.
I'm not going to eat them.
Okay. Taco Bell.
Got 3 bags of these at home.
Oh, Taco Bell things are not bad. It's just Taco Bell.
So, have you tried the Taco Bell mild sauce flavored tortilla chips?
No.
It's going to be a future one then. Okay. Cuz those are dang good too.
Good to know.
All right. Main topic. Back at it. Here we go. It is time, y'all. Monopoly. We started telling you in the last segment that Monopoly is changing all their community chests, challenge cards to be more socially conscious, which I contend does not quite fit with the tone of the game, where you're trying to take everybody else's money.
Yeah.
But you'll also see that a lot of these cards just plain don't make sense when you think about it. But there are 16 matchups here, so we're going to be going through 32 cards total, and we'll vote on them as we go. So the first matchup is the pay $50 card. So first card, you didn't shop local, pay $50.
Okay.
Who are you paying that $50 to? Mm-hmm. You buy a few bags of cookies from that school bake sale. Yum. Pay $50. I like that one more because you're buying cookies.
Yeah.
The other one sounds like a totalitarian fine.
Yeah.
You did not shop local. You are fined $50.
Yeah. Yeah.
So cookies.
Cookies, we'll go cookies. For sure.
That's an all right one. Mm-hmm. I could be fine with that. All right. Next up. You volunteer at your local local literacy center and learn some fun phrases in a new language. Collect $100.
Okay.
When you volunteer somewhere, you don't get money for it. That's why it's called volunteering. Next up, you help build a new school playground, then you get to test the slide. Collect $100.
Okay.
Now that, yes, that could be a job. Even if you were volunteering for it and they decided to give you money because it's a labor-intensive thing.
Right.
So it makes a little bit more sense. But it doesn't say volunteer, so This sounds like a job.
Right.
I'm going to go for that one.
Okay.
You all right?
Yeah.
All right.
Why not?
Next up. Just when you think you can't go another step, you finish that foot race and raise money for your local hospital. Advance to go. Collect $200. I thought the money was for the hospital. I get to keep the $200?
We get to keep the $200 because you advance to go.
I understand.
Getting to go, you get the $200.
And then the one that it goes up
in the morning.
Up next to is you shopped local all week. Advance to go. Collect $200. I guess I like the other one, the first one.
I was going to say, if I shop local all week, then I spent way more than $200.
Yeah. I've already lost it.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have high credit credit bills to pay.
Exactly.
All right. Next up. You rescue a puppy, and you feel rescued, too. Get out of jail free.
That's all? That's all I get. I just get to get out of jail free?
Like, the original get out of jail free card is just get out of jail free. There's no stipulation to it.
But here's the thing. That puppy's going to cost me a whole ton of money. I'm not getting anything for
but
it.
But at least I understand the connotation with this in that it's, essentially rescuing a dog from a puppy jail. So you get out of jail free, too, kind of thing. It's kind of a correlation, because here's the next one. Your friends video chat you after a tough day. Get out of jail free.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I'll take the puppy.
What? I'm gonna get out of jail because I got the Zoom call from grandma? I don't think so. Not even my grandma. My friend's grandma. All right, next up. You organize a bake sale for your local school. Collect $25. Okay. You weed the community garden and discover a new bug. Name it something fun. Then collect $25 for some reason. Do you get paid for naming a bug? It's not like a copyright, I'm pretty sure. How are you going to discover a new bug? Community garden.
That's what I'm wondering. How do we know it's a new bug? I mean, and what makes it a new bug? This worm has two lines on its back. It's new. What?
Oh, gosh. So I guess bake sale?
Yeah.
At least makes a little more sense?
Yeah.
All right. I think that's the second bake sale themed card we've approved. Yeah. You graciously host a group of international students. They appreciate the home cooking. For each house you own, pay $40. For each hotel you own, pay $115.
Huh? What? Hold up.
So I, well, the way I'm interpreting this is like you're donating this money to feed all the students. That's what I interpret it as. That's the only way I can interpret it, right?
It doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all to me.
It's like you paid $40 to buy the food for the people that were coming to your house that you're hosting for. That's what I'm thinking.
It's dumb to me. That is,
okay, well, okay. Let's compare it to the next one.
Okay.
You should have volunteered for that home improvement project. You would have learned valuable skills. For each house you own, pay $40 for each hotel you own.
I'm going with that one.
But it's so totalitarian. Did not volunteer. Pay me money.
No. To me, it's not. It's more of a, you got a water leak. You should have went to that class and learned about...
Okay. Okay. I can see that.
To me, that one at least makes sense. Okay. You're in a pickle. You didn't do something that you should have done.
I think they both make sense.
Now you need to pay to have your water fixed.
Okay. I'll go with that one. You want to go with that one?
I'm going with that one.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Clarity. Thank that made you. More sense to me. All right. You pass out umbrellas to people standing at a bus stop on a rainy Monday morning. Collect $10 from each player.
Okay.
I mean, the card kind of implies that you're giving them away.
Yeah.
But I guess this could be interpreted as...
That's an expensive umbrella.
$10 umbrella. Yeah, but you don't got to go to the store. The store's coming to you.
Yeah.
Just like DoorDash.
But if I don't want an umbrella, I got a hoodie. I don't need your umbrella.
I'm assuming that means you're selling them.
Yeah.
Versus you organize a block party so people on your street can get to know each other. Collect $10 from each player.
Okay, I prefer that one over the umbrella.
But again, how would this one make sense? Is it that they're helping pay for the food?
Yeah.
The party? Whatever?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go with that one. All right. Your cousin forgot their wallet. You happily pay for dinner. Pay $50.
Okay.
Your fuzzy friends at the animal shelter will be thankful for your donation. Pay $50.
I'm fine with either one.
Yeah, we'll go with A. All right. You set aside time every week to hang out with your elderly neighbor. You've heard some amazing stories. Collect $100.
Okay.
Are you stealing it from your elderly neighbor?
Apparently. Apparently. After spending months with great-grandma Ruth... You walking out the door and you thinking, you know, for all the hours I sat here and listened to her stories, I'm just going to take this $100 that's sitting right here on her coffee table.
And if
she won't miss it.
And if you're charging her for your time.
No, don't go there.
I mean, that's essentially.
Don't go there.
It's the oldest profession. versus you volunteer to run the social media accounts for a nonprofit art center. And you meet some pretty talented people, collect $100. And see, here's where we run into issues. You're volunteering at a nonprofit, and you get $100.
Okay, but here's the thing. That one, how many times have you volunteered? Sound man at a wedding.
No, I get paid for that. That's okay. In the contract.
Back in the day, you haven't always gotten paid. You can't tell me that you never volunteered for a wedding. And
I volunteered
people
for a wedding.
Like, you know,
one time I volunteered for a wedding and they gave me $500.
See?
It was amazing. See? It was amazing.
So this to me makes a little more sense. It's yes, you volunteered, but as a show of appreciation, the people were like, you know what? Here you go.
Sure. Yeah. It's just, I don't like the fact that they're, these cards keep correlating volunteering with you still get money. Like, you can't, it's almost setting up people to expect that from volunteering. You know what I mean?
Well,
Not that I'm saying people are going to get their life lessons from community chess cards and Monopoly games, but still.
No, I get that. But the alternative
Oh, no, it's definitely better to the stealing from the old lady.
Yeah.
All right, here's that word again. You volunteer your art skills and paint a mural for the local school. Collect $50. Okay. See, and that one seems a lot more in line with what you just said. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you get, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's something that'll be on the school for a long time. Mm-hmm. You organize a group to clean up your town's walking path. Collect $50. Okay, well, who are you getting that from?
Yeah.
Your town ain't going to give you $50. The government ain't going to give you money.
Is the group that you lured in to, to pick up trash with you each going to pay you $50? Yeah.
Come pick up trash with me. It only costs $10 a piece.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
All right, so that first one. We'll go with the first one. You help your neighbors clean up their yards after a big storm, collect $200. I mean, I can understand them, like, offering you the $200, but if their house is all wrecked from a big storm, how are you going to take that money?
Mm.
Right? How are you going to take that money?
Well, the yard is wrecked from a big storm, and they just took care of it.
I guess.
The neighbor just came over and help.
All right, here's the next one. You organize a family reunion, collect $200.
No. No. Mm-mm. I mean, I get it. It would be difficult.
I mean, I would deserve it.
Yeah, it would be an issue, but...
I gotta put up with Aunt Carol. Yeah. I deserve $200 for this stupid reunion, but I ain't getting it from nobody.
I booked her hotel and rented her car, made sure her airline was all taken care of.
All right, so that first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. A few more here. Let's see. You find a wallet on the sidewalk and decide not to return it. Go to jail. Go directly to jail.
Okay.
I mean... I guess technically you would go to jail
if
you got caught, but
yeah.
I think the odds of you getting caught are pretty low. Unless you just start using their credit cards. That's just stupid. That's just stupid. There's cameras everywhere, guys.
It's true.
And then blasting music late at night? Your neighbors do not approve. Go to jail. Go directly to jail.
No, that's the one I'm voting for. That's the one I'm voting for. You don't even know. You don't even know.
But hold on. Stealing someone's wallet with credit cards, cash, and their ID next to playing music late at night. Which one of those should send you to jail?
Playing music late at night. I wish it would. I do.
Oh, gosh. So let me tell you a quick story. I accidentally used the wrong credit card to buy lunch. I had the church's debit card. This was like 10 years ago. I had the church's debit card in my wallet because I was using it to buy supplies for Celebrate Recovery, I think, or something else. And I had it sitting in the same slot as my debit card because I didn't have any other pockets. Forgot I had it. It was in my wallet for like a week. And I hadn't like bought anything. And so then I was like, I'm going to grab some lunch at McDonald's. Went to McDonald's. Just pulled the card out. Wasn't even looking at it. Wasn't even looking. Paid for it. Went on my merry way and ate. Like 2 weeks later, I get called up to the church because they have contacted the police because I forgot I had the card. So they thought it was stolen and they had found footage from McDonald's of me using that card. They have cameras at every point that you stop in the drive-thru at McDonald's. And I'm like having to explain, holy crap, I didn't know it was there. I would not risk my job for a $10 value meal. Please believe me. Luckily, they believe me.
Where's the value in a $10 meal?
For real, right? I remember I could get a double quarter pounder large meal for $5.
Yeah.
That was when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I ate those when I was a kid. Now you understand my size. Anyway, we're going with the wallet, Mo. I'm standing my ground on this.
Whatever.
It makes the most sense.
Whatever.
All right, next up, you donate your birthday money to a community center. Keep a little for yourself. Collect $10. I mean, Okay. Whatever. At this point, whatever. Next up, you volunteered at a blood drive. There were free cookies. Collect $10.
Okay, we're going with the birthday money.
Worth the cookies?
We're going with the birthday money. Man.
Okay, three more matchups here. You held a neighborhood party, but you didn't recycle your trash. Pay $100.
Okay.
So this... It's not like you didn't throw your trash away. It's that you didn't recycle. So yeah. This is, again, a... Like a...
It's a fine.
It's a, yeah.
It's a fine.
A fine. And next, you go to the local school's car wash fundraiser, but you forget to close your windows. Pay $100. I like that one.
I mean, I guess you're going to pay $100 to get your...
clean your car's upholstery. I like that one.
Well,
that
was
at least different in theme from the rest of these.
Sure.
Like, it's a funny
humorous.
One.
Yeah. But Chris has had the first one happen to him.
Really? Mm-hmm. Fine for not recycling?
Yeah. So in Italy, it's mandated that you recycle. Mm. And they have the recycling bins, huge, like, street recycling bins that you take your recyclables to as you need to toss them. One for glass, one for plastic, one for cardboard and paper.
Okay. I mean, I get that.
Well, here's the thing. Chris had a medicine bottle. He threw it in the plastic, but it had the label on it that was paper, which is how they knew who to fine. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What was he supposed to do?
Take the paper off.
You can't peel those labels off.
You have to peel the label off of your plastic. Just like you peel the labels off of the glass to recycle them. Yep.
Hold up.
Yeah.
So what would happen if he just like, I'm not going to try and sit here for an hour and peel this crappy paper off this bottle. I'm just going to throw it in the trash. Would he still gotten fined?
I mean, I guess that's a possibility. Had they gone through it and found it. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Not... That's messed up. How much was the fine?
Way more than $100.
For real?
€350.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I guess we're going with that one. All right. Volunteer. Here we go. You volunteer as a homework helper, and you learn some stuff, too. Collect $100.
Okay.
I mean, that kid ain't going to have $100.
The parents will. Maybe.
There's a difference between a volunteer helper and a paid tutor, though, right?
Sure.
I wouldn't pay a volunteer helper $100. And for, I mean, I guess if it's a all year thing,
right.
Maybe, but.
Not just a one-time tutor.
Yeah. All right. And next, you spend the day playing games with kids at the local children's hospital. Collect $100.
That one makes me feel bad.
It does. It makes me feel weird.
I don't like that one.
It makes me not want to play Monopoly.
I was going to say, but I don't want to vote for the volunteer one either. I don't. Can we skip this one? Mm. Is that an option?
No.
Don't do the children's hospital.
Okay. These votes could be the deciding votes, guys.
Hey.
On what cards are in the Monopoly game moving forward.
Yeah.
For years and years. Mm-hmm. What your grandchildren will play.
Oh my gosh.
Last one. Meow! You knit cozy sweaters for the hairless cats at your local animal shelter. Collect $20. Now that's worth $100. Right? Or you help your neighbor bring in her groceries. She makes you lunch to say thanks. Collect $20.
The lunch was the thanks.
Did you stuff a 20 in the sandwich?
Yeah.
Here's a $20.
No, again, great-grandma Ruth got her 20 sitting on her coffee table.
Right.
And that sandwich wasn't enough for you. Yeah. So you're going to take her gas money and stick it in your pocket.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's what that sounds like. You're stealing. Animal shelter, I guess. But we have to have a car that says meow on it. Fun. All right. Well,
I'm so disappointed.
We completed the community chess challenge. Brian in the chat says, or did you fart for her and charge her for that? Yeah. Call back to our first segment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. really good. So yeah, again, I don't hate the idea of more socially conscious cards.
Sure.
The problem, though, is, again, that this isn't a game where your main purpose is to take every other player's money, mm-hmm. to leave them broke and destitute with nothing, not a penny, not a house to their name.
Broke as a joke.
Broke as a joke. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make sense in the whole theme of the game.
Yeah.
Monopoly is no stranger to making...
Exactly. This is what I was thinking.
Secondary yes. versions of their game. Mm-hmm. There's been, I think, 1,000 of them. Mm-hmm. And they've had themed games. I think we talked about one last year, or maybe the year before. Time has no meaning anymore. The Monopoly for Millennials. You remember mm-hmm. that one? Yep. That was actually raising some ire back then. Make a social awareness version of Monopoly where you're building pet shelters or whatever yeah. instead of hotels.
Community involvement. It needs to have the old school Monopoly logo and then have like written in, you know, marker font, not Monopoly.
You know something what I mean? Like that. Yeah.
And then the socially acceptable game underneath.
Right. Like, this should be a secondary game. It really yeah. should. It should not be replacing the main stuff. Because I want to win a beauty contest and collect $10. Second place in a beauty contest, anyway.
You're going to win more than that in a beauty contest.
Oh, thank you.
No, I mean anyone no. in a beauty contest.
No. I thought I was getting a rare compliment from Mo. I was not. Y'all got no, to see saying. Me. Roll the hello darkness, my old friend meme.
Sorry for you.
Oh, my favorite version of Monopoly when I was growing up, they made a Star Wars version.
Okay.
Which was like in a weird shape. Like it wasn't a square. Like it was hexagonal. And, had their own like Star Wars money with the Star Wars like language on it and everything. And that's how I learned that code language that they write in. It was really neat. I liked it a lot.
That's cool. We have Disney Monopoly.
Yeah. Disney's all right.
Buying cottages and castles.
Getting oh yeah. Dust. You had like ships, you had starships and, TIE fighters. I think like it was themed for Darth Vader essentially. Mm. Hey, thank you for the follow, Felix Ramen. All right. Yeah. we are on Twitch. That's what that means. Those of you listening on the podcast or on the radio, whenever we thank weird named people, it's because of that. Yeah. Not saying your name is weird, but it's not a person's name, is what I'm saying. Felix is. Ramen is not. Let's move on. This is awkward. We're going to take one more break.
Don't go anywhere. Is there a way to unfollow? Because I'm pretty sure he's looking for right how to now. Do it.
This has been a terrible error.
Wow.
We're going to take one more break. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we answer a question that you've been dying to ask us, I'm sure.
A more Back Row Morning Show to come.
Stick around. What up, my nerds? We here at Love Thy Nerd are beyond honored that you let our podcast blast in your earbuds each week. But we're also a jealous ministry who wants even more of your love and devotion. If you haven't made LTN Radio a part of your daily routine yet, you are missing out. Not only do you get to hear our exclusive morning shows, Church Nerds and the Macro Morning Show, before they are put on the website, but you also get radio exclusive shows like Bible Thump with Drew Dixon, LTN Rewind, Faith and Fandom 180 with Hector Mirai, The Moment with Megan Mo Oaks, Nerd History, Nerdy Definitions, This Week in Nerdy News, and our LTN specials as well. And on top of all that, the rest of our airtime is jam-packed with the absolute best mix of Christian rock, rap, pop, and indie that is hand-curated by Love Thy Nerd just for you. Give us a listen at ltnonair.com or download the Live 365 app on your smartphone to search and favorite LTN Radio. Thanks, and enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome back to the Back Row Morning Show as things are winding down for the day.
But first, we're going to answer an Ask Us Anything question from Twitch.
Today we have Silver.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Tyranny. Her name's Tyranny.
Oh, see, why are you calling people out by their names?
That's she has asked us. She has asked us how we got our start in radio. And I like that question.
I'm going to let you take this one.
So here's the deal, guys. We've told this story a couple times, but for those we've gained a few new listeners since then. So here it begins. Mo and I started. Well, I guess I technically started a podcast, but 7 episodes into it, Mo became a regular podcast called the Back Row Baptist Podcast, where it was very similar to the show, but we had a once a week thing where we just tackled a single topic, but we had a bunch of fun things that we did in between as well. By the 3rd episode, I'm like, we need a break, like a break in the podcast, something to separate the first segment from the second segment that would be entertaining. And so I started reaching out to independent Christian artists, asking to play their music in our podcasts. And that would give us content to use for the podcast and give them a little bit more exposure. And back then I had the Back Row Baptist Twitter account with 27,000 followers. So we had quite a few listeners pretty much right away, which was pretty exciting. And over the course of the like 2.5 years that we did that podcast, I had like accumulated a couple hundred different songs from over 100 different artists. And it was 2018, early 2018. And I'm thinking it would just be really cool if we could put together a radio station that played Christian, independent Christian music, that we could, you know, celebrate them that way. 24/7.
And more of the stuff that we're not going to hear on mainstream Christian radio.
And so I was looking into, I Googled it, essentially. Google online, can I make an online radio station? How much does it cost to make an online radio station? I found a company called Live 365 that handles the licensing rights and everything for you and puts it all into one bundle that you pay each month. And it wasn't really all that expensive. And in fact, the Patreons that we had at the time would cover the cost. So we just did. Now, essentially, originally, my goal was just independent Christian music, but I soon realized that no, radio stations have to have like 3,000 songs at least. So you don't just get the same songs over and over and over and over ad nauseum.
Mm-hmm.
So we opened that up, like Mo said, to more Christian music that we don't hear in the mainstream stations anymore. Yeah, K-Love, it's all that positive, encouraging worship and, you know, some pop in there, but it's usually heavily on that softer side. Air One used to be a little bit more rockish, and then they just went full bore into the worship side instead. And even we even had a local station here in New Mexico called, well, it's had many names. Originally it was K-Light, then it was Massive Radio, then it was M88, then it was Static Radio, and then it was Star 88, and I think that's what it is now. And in all those incarnations, they were doing what we're doing. And then very recently, they just kind of started, let's just lighten it up. And so they've taken a lot of the Christian rock, Christian rap, Christian techno, all these weird kind of things out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just really upset about it. So we're like, we're going to do this. And so we started putting Christian artists, Christian rock, Christian rap, indie. In fact, when we started, we had all different kinds. We did country and, you know, basically, one of the earlier tweets that I remember from someone that loved the station was, I just heard Disciple followed by Avalon, and it works. And I'm like, you're right. But no, I mean, we just did it. And it takes a lot of work. And we transferred the once a week podcast to a 3 to 4 times a week morning show, which we started with 4 times a week. Now we're down to 3 because it's just too much. We do the back row rewind on Thursdays.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. But that's essentially how we're just like, we're going to do it. And mm-hmm. we did it.
Yeah.
I've been in a radio family, like I say, when I opened the show for 3 generations. So I've always kind of had this bug in me. And I love it. I love doing it. And even if I never get paid for it for the rest of my life, I'd love to keep doing it because it's part of my soul.
Mm-hmm.
Part of my soul.
Yeah.
Anything you want to add?
Well, from my perspective, my dream job, and I don't even know that Matt knows this, but since I was very, very little, my dream job was a newscaster.
Really?
I wanted to be a newscaster.
I didn't know that.
And that actually has a lot to do with why, like when someone says, oh, you're from the South, I can't tell that you're from the South. Well, that's purposely because my mom was very particular about the way that I talked. But I also spent my childhood purposely not having an accent, saying things correctly, because I knew that you couldn't have an accent and be a newscaster.
Right.
You had to talk properly. So, that has always been my dream job. And so this is just kind of...
Burn on everybody who has an accent. You don't talk properly, that's what Mo just said.
I did kind of say that in a roundabout way, and that's not necessarily what I meant. So my apologies. I am sorry.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but so in a roundabout way, this is
kind of what you're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the ballpark.
Yeah. I enjoy it. I enjoy listening to myself talk. So, you know, why not?
Well, I'm glad to have you along for the ride. It's very much your show is as much as it is mine.
Dang right it is. And
I'm glad you're still here.
I'm just
We've had scares. She's almost moved like 3 times since we started this.
Mm, it's true.
But God doesn't want the show to end.
That's the thing. At this point, I've just settled into the fact that this is where I'm supposed to be. The back row is now my home.
So. Yep. All right. Let's end with our verse for the day.
Our verse for the day is James 4:10. Humble yourselves before the Lord and he will exalt you.
All right. That's going to do it for our show today. And be sure to check out all of what we do online at lovethynerd.com. We've got amazing articles on all things nerdy, as well as this show, LTN Radio, and our other podcasts and videos. If you'd like to directly support our mission and become a financial partner with Love Thy Nerd, and specifically with LTN Radio, then please visit lovethynerd.com/partner and choose LTN Radio from the drop-down menu. Love Thy Nerd is a qualifying 501c3 nonprofit organization, and your gift is tax deductible.
Make sure you're following us on all the socials at the Back Row LTN, at LTN On Air, and at Love Thy Nerd. And the Back Row Morning Show has its own Facebook group community for Christian humor, Back Row Baptist Church. So search us out and join in on that fun. Just keep going.
Lastly, remember that we air first exclusively on LTN Radio, LTNOnAir.com, every Monday through Thursday at 8 a.m. Eastern with an encore at 10 a.m. But if you miss a day or just can't catch the show live, find the Back Row Morning Show podcast version on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. Subscribe, rate 5 stars, and leave a review. All of that helps us out immensely. Why? Because I had a slight accent there.
Yeah, you don't talk properly. We'll be back tomorrow morning. We hope you will too.
Mo, final thought.
You humiliate your co-star online, on air. Go to jail. Go directly to jail.
Once again, I'm Radio Matt.
And I'm Mo.
And remember, if nobody else tells you, we promise that it's true. Jesus loves you, nerds.